Mike Waldron. An echo effect for Mike. Yeah, he's got that coming. Mike Waldron is the founder of 23rd Veteran. Coming up tomorrow, it's the Nearly Naked Ruck March, the fourth one for Duluth. It maybe sounds a little bit more questionable than it actually is, but to ruck something is to carry a weighted pack on your back, and it also implies action, energy, and purpose. Things that Mike Waldron has in abundance. Hey, Mike, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on, Lisa.
You know, it's been a little bit since we've talked about 23rd Veteran and the important work that you're doing. And as I mentioned, it's the fourth annual Nearly Naked Ruck March, and we'll be talking about that a little bit, too. But remind folks what it is that 23rd Veteran does, because it's really a fabulous program, and you have made a difference in the lives of so many veterans.
Appreciate that. At 23rd Veterans' main focus is a 14-week transition program for our military and our veterans that experience something traumatic in the military. So one of the things that's very common after our service is that we don't trust people. We try to go to a restaurant, and we want to have our back to the wall. We want to see the entrance and the exit, and we're trying to assess everybody for a weapon, and we don't have our team with us anymore. So it creates a lot of social anxiety. And on top of that, we have a lot of other triggers that get locked into our brain as possible life and death situations. Those triggers can be as simple as going under an overpass or seeing a backpack at the side of the road, or, of course, the loud noises and screaming. So through this transition program, we are creating a new team of trust with both veterans and civilians, learning how to trust them on a subconscious level so we don't have so much social anxiety. And we're retraining those other triggers to relate to new positive events. So the next time we come across an unexpected loud noise, our brain can relate that to a new, fun, positive memory rather than an old traumatic memory.
Kids, you know, you maybe hear screaming and you think of kids playing like many of us do instead of thinking of something ugly.
Exactly.
One of the things that's really interesting about your approach to treating what I guess civilians are accustomed to calling PTSD is the idea that these behaviors, these triggers, these thought patterns are absolutely perfect, normal, and intelligent adaptations for what people, for the environment where people used to be.
Right.
And that there's nothing goofy about this at all. Your brain is absolutely doing what it's supposed to do to keep you safe.
Yeah, that's right. We have certain proteins, chemicals released in our brain during a traumatic situation that allows our brain to lock in all those triggers of a life and death situation so that 20 years down the road, on a subconscious level, we remember those and our body can react to that life and death when it needs to. But the problem is that our human thinking brain doesn't realize that we're reacting to a life and death situation just because, yeah, kids are playing and screaming. But our subconscious is like, oh my gosh, I remember this. Kids screaming, that's life and death. So that's when our adrenaline kicks in, our sympathetic nervous system turns on, and our hearts start racing, and we're breathing heavy, and we have a tunnel vision because our blood's being taken to different parts of our brain and body. And it gets really scary if we don't know why our body is going through all those things. Really easy to panic or have that high anxiety. Yeah.
The other thing that you have talked about too is that veterans, there's something about veterans, maybe it's another brain thing, where veterans sometimes really have a hard time asking for help. Not because they can't admit that they may need help, but they think somebody else needs it more. So I'm not going to make an appointment to go in and see somebody about X because, you know, somebody else should have that appointment. They're probably worse off than I am.
Yeah, that is so common. It's the head on the nail. The nail on the head. There we go. It's when we have veterans that are applying for this 14-week program, there's a few main reasons they feel they might back out or they feel like, well, maybe it shouldn't be me. And that's one of them. Like, there's somebody else that experienced more than I did, and they need it more than I did. I don't want to take that seat. So what ends up happening is the majority of people that could be going through the program and coming out so much happier on the other side are thinking they're not worthy of it.
Well, do you find that you have this with your program? Because obviously one of the reasons that you developed 23rd Veteran in the first place was to try to reach veterans. So what are you doing to this in an affectionate way, strong-arm veterans? These are people that you can approach from, you know, an area of common ground. And what are you saying and doing to get through to them and say, no, you need to be here?
Sure. A lot of it is the same reason why they don't want to be there. So they don't want to be there because they want to serve someone else. They want to serve their, you know, their brothers or sisters in arms. Let them do it. But by joining the program, you are serving them. When we start this 14-week program, it's very important to have a full group of veterans there. So even if you're not the one that's struggling the most or have seen the most, either way, you're going to come up happier and more successful on the other end. 100% of our graduates, both veteran and civilian, report living happier lives and higher quality of life. But by being there, you could be the one that a different veteran connects with. You could be the one that keeps them motivated to stay through the program.
And the one who's maybe there to offer support.
Yeah, exactly. So, and after going through the program, it's much easier to give back by spreading the word and finding other veterans, being their mentors. Once our veterans graduate, they can become mentors for future applicants. So as soon as somebody applies, we get them in touch with them, and they contact them a couple times a week, available for questions.
So it is, on the one hand, if you wanted to be cynical, you could say, you know, you're kind of spinning it a little bit to try to get them to take part, and yet other programs that offer to help veterans, or many other programs that offer to help veterans, don't have this kind of group approach from the get-go, and they certainly don't have a mentorship always afterwards. So it's legit. It's a group effort.
Yeah, it's absolutely legit. Just bringing that side to light.
So
one of the other fun things we did was the bladesmithing program. I don't know if you know about that, Lisa.
I think I saw something about it on the website. What's that about?
So that's an easy way to motivate veterans to get their butts off the couch and come do something in the community. They're taking chunks of metal and they're making them sharp. Pretty.
Oh, you say, hey, sharp objects. And they're like, yeah, I can't. Now, this just really shocks me. I can't believe that more veterans, you know, they're saying, I'm struggling, I'm having a difficult time adjusting to civilian life. And you say, I need you to put on your long underwear in March when it's cold and run with heaviness on your back. And I can't believe people are not just lining up to do this.
Oh, they are. This is your
idea of helping people feel better. It's like when it's over, what? They go, well, anything feels better than what I just did?
Yeah. So the main purpose of the Nearly Naked Ruck March is a fundraising event. So we really advertise it on the civilian side because we want people to come out and do peer-to-peer fundraising so that we can fund these programs for the veterans to go through.
And you've gotten a lot of national attention for this program in the last few years, Mike. It's pretty impressive to follow you on social media and see you popping up next to celebrities and lawmakers. Talk a little bit about how 23rd Veteran is expanding and beginning to draw national attention.
Sure. So when starting the organization, it was based on my experience of combat stress. And once I was able to pull out of it, I could look back and I made all those connections that, oh my gosh, what I've been going through for these past 5 years was related to combat. I didn't realize that until I pulled out of it. And I started talking to my buddies from the Marine Corps, and every one of them were going through the same symptoms I was and the same timeline. And I found a way out, and they hadn't yet. So right from the get-go and starting 23rd Veteran, my idea was to bring it national so I could help not only my friends in the Marine Corps, but others that could use the help as well. So we've been planning on doing it, and now we're figuring out how. The last year we expanded to the Nearly Naked Ruck March fundraising event to different places in Minnesota. Last year we expanded the recon program, the 14-week program, to Minneapolis and St. Cloud. And then this year our expansion has been Southern California. For the Nearly Naked Rock March was in San Diego and L.A. in February.
Oh, my gosh. It must have been, what, 65 degrees?
Oh, it was terrible. It was, yeah, almost 50.
Oh, no, no, Mike. Oh, the humanity.
It rained on days near the Ruck March, but not on the Ruck March. So
near the Ruck March. This is a trauma. It rained 2 days ago. Yeah, right.
Well, we'll be doing that in 2021 as well, or 2020 as well.
Oh, that is exciting. That really is exciting, Mike. And it's, in the 23rd veteran, just remind people to kind of bring it back again. Who is that 23rd veteran?
Yeah, when starting the organization, the current statistics were 22 veterans were killing themselves every day. And I felt like I was really close to becoming that 22nd veteran. So I figured I was the next closest thing, which is the 23rd veteran. So now a lot of veterans and especially our graduates, use that and consider themselves a 23rd veteran, the one that made the decision, but they're still here helping other veterans.
The one that made it through with the help of their buddies. Mike, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And gosh, I don't know whether I had a hope that the weather gets crummier tomorrow or whether I had a hope that the weather takes mercy on you tomorrow. You're encouraging veterans to go ahead and do the march, not naked or nearly naked. I guess that's a personal choice, but I know that lots of long underwear. I'm guessing tomorrow with strong northwesterly winds and some wind gusts that people don't want to wear the kind with the flap in the back. Just a thought.
It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow for the temperatures that we're looking for. It's going to be about 20 degrees warmer than last year.
Oh, wow.
The event is for everybody, not just for veterans. It's
okay.
For civilians and family members, absolutely.
So everybody can take part.
Dogs.
Oh,
yep.
Gotta like that. So is Dexter the Amazing going to be there?
Dexter will be there. He has his own laboratory now.
He does?
There's a watering station with a whole bunch of free treats and rawhides and stuff named Dexter's Laboratory.
Not laboratory, but lab. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. What is in Dexter's ruckpack? Does he carry
Dexter's,
one?
No, he's going to carry his vest that says Pet Me.
Because
that would be really cute.
They make them for dogs, and he should be carrying one. Yeah. He could carry one for the dogs that are support for veterans. And that's another conversation that I hope we can have sometime soon. Mike, we're out of time, but thanks a million. Have a fabulous march tomorrow, and I can't wait to talk to you about this again as time goes on. Thanks a lot.
All right. Appreciate it, Lisa. Have a good day.
Mike Waldron is the founder of 23rd Veteran and the 23rd Veteran. We'll get a little bit more information about the organization and the Nearly Naked Ruck March up on our website so folks can find more information.